brought to you by Penguin.
About Us by Sinead Moriarty. Read by Ciara O'Donoghue. This book is dedicated to all those who lost loved ones to COVID and to Lily Caput. A true relationship is two imperfect people refusing to give up on each other. Author unknown. Chapter 1. Anne wiped down the grey marble island and rinsed out the cloth. She hung it on the spout of the tap to dry. The door to the lounge was open, and she could hear Ken muttering and cursing as he watched the news. She ran her hand over the clean counter. She'd been so proud of the fancy marble top when she'd had the kitchen done up 10 years ago. It had been her dream to have an island with four stools lined up against it. She used to love handing the kids their dinner and watching them eat as she leant against it, chatting to them about their day. She missed it. She missed the chatter and the noise. She missed being needed. The kitchen was so quiet and clean. She yearned for Zoe and John's muddy trainers and boots to clatter through the door. Why had she been so irritated by the mud splatters? If only she'd known how much she'd pine for them one day. She glanced at her watch. 7 o'clock. The evening stretched before her like a heavyweight. Watch TV, rinse her wine glass, take off her makeup, moisturise, brush her teeth, fold her clothes on the chair in the bedroom, put on one of her 3 pairs of silk pyjamas, and go to bed. Read for half an hour, and turn out the light. The same routine over and over again. It changed only when her kids called in, or if she and Ken were meeting friends for dinner. How often did that happen? Anne frowned as she tried to remember the last time she and Ken had gone out for a meal. Of course, Marie's 65th, about 6 weeks ago. The four friends had gone to that posh new restaurant in town. Larry had booked it for Marie's birthday night. It was gorgeous, all low lighting and red velvet boots. The food was delicious, and they'd had pink champagne as a treat. At dessert, the staff had sung Happy Birthday to Marie, and the manager had offered them a drink on the house. But then the bill arrived. Ken had presumed Larry was going to pay, as it was his wife's birthday, and he had booked the expensive restaurant and invited them. But instead, he pulled up the calculator on his phone and announced €210 per couple, including tip. Anne had thought Ken was going to have a heart attack. She could see him struggling not to say something. He'd rummaged around in his jacket pocket for ages, eventually pulling out his wallet and thumping his card on the table. Anne had told some silly story about the kids to try and distract them all from Ken's irritation at having to pay so much for a meal. Anne liked Larry and Marie. They were one of the few couples that Ken agreed to go out with, and she was terrified he might make a comment that would ruin the night. He was so short-tempered these days. She wasn't going to let the bill cause a problem between them. So she had talked and talked until they said goodnight to each other and climbed into separate taxis. In the taxi, Ken had been apoplectic.
Bloody cheapskate! His wife's birthday and he books one of the most expensive restaurants around and then expects me to pay for it. He orders champagne, not Prosecco. Oh no, actual champagne for his wife. And I have to fork out for it. I don't drink champagne. I didn't even...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?